on top of the criminal investigation potentially against him, the Senate should commence an ethics investigation as well. And there's nothing precluding the Senate from doing so. So I think we'll be pressuring the Senate to do that as well. What else is happening? Oh, yeah. Schiff. He's one of the worst. I talked about him last week. And there's a really simple criminal case that potentially could be brought against him on mortgage fraud. And it's worth highlighting again because he's not just a loser congressman. Not that they're losers, but you know what I mean. He's not just one of 435 House members. He's a senator from California now. And I talked about his corruption on his buying his own homes and potential fraud with Eric Bolin on Real America's Voice News.
Do you trust Adam Schiff? And he says he doesn't, and he says Adam has a terrible ethics record, calls him an abuser and a liar. Let's welcome the president of Judicial Watch, Tom Fitton. Really good to have you on, Tom. And how about Adam Schiff there? Guilty of some of the things that he was trying to nail Trump with in impeachments 1.0, 2.0, and who knows, in between the two presidencies. What's going on with Maryland man Schiff?
Well, besides his lying about Russia and abusing his office to target people he doesn't like politically, taking secretly subpoenaing phone records, for example, and then leaking the contents. On top of that, there's credible evidence he committed mortgage fraud. It's quite simple. When you apply for a mortgage, you're supposed to declare whether the property is your primary residence or not. And you can't have two primary residences. And he cited that he had two primary residences falsely, it looks like, according to the records, three, four, five times on various loan applications. And that's potentially a federal crime. But he can complain all he wants about being targeted and such. It's a readily apparent crime. And this is the same man who happily celebrated President Trump getting arrested not once, not twice, but four times based on the political lawfare targeting him. Here, it's pretty clear he was playing games, and he deserves, in the least, a serious criminal investigation, if not more.
What do you think, Tom? Again, I ask this to every guest who we talk about. Do you think we will eventually see a perp walk for some of these people? By the way, we're watching Trump come down the stairs here. He's approaching a podium, so I apologize, Tom, if I cut you off, but will we see a perp walk?
I don't know. I think there will be figures involved in the abuse of Trump who will eventually be prosecuted. Will it be sufficient? Probably not, but there'll be some who are targeted.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens with Schiff. But on top of the criminal investigation potentially against him, the Senate should commence an ethics investigation as well. And there's nothing precluding the Senate from doing so. So I think we'll be pressuring the Senate to do that as well. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and like our video down below.